This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And the lesson for the day, the discussion today, the title of this podcast is De-Risk When You Can. So one of the things I've seen is founders do this significantly. Others that have run up wealth do this significantly. They keep a huge amount of their assets in one sort of spot, one sort of position. The latest example of this is Sam Bankman-Fried. Sam Bankman-Fried was worth $16 billion 2 days ago. He's now worth $1 billion today as his exchange, FTX, basically crashed and needed someone to help find his way out of it. But the real lesson is, whatever you're in, and this just articulates the concept, is de-risk when you can. Elon Musk has seen Tesla down 50% this year. He was smart enough to sell enough Tesla shares over the years that he could pay for his folly into Twitter, a separate discussion, but he hasn't left himself completely broke or half as wealthy as he was, is he's at least taken some of that money off the table over time over the last couple of years. But the concept is de-risk when you can. And then when you de-risk, the key is you have to put that money in less risky assets. So if you de-risk and put all that money into venture capital, all that money into other higher risk things, all that money into equities, you've sort of done yourself a de-risking. You de-risk some. You've taken it out of the one company you were the founder of or the one company you had so much money in and diversified it some, but you've not nearly gone to where you want to go in terms of de-risking. So when you de-risk, that means you're going to have to learn to love treasuries, because treasuries are sort of your safe spot for your de-risked assets. Not completely, but somewhat. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you. The title of this is De-Risk When You Can.